Sahabah Paratev Mishnah Hey, Chayav Adam Levarach Al Ra. Kishem Shahu Mabarach Al Tov. One is obligated to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes when he hears bad tidings, with the same simcha as he does when he blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu on good tidings. The bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes must be said b'simcha uvalev tov in the same way that the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv is said. Shenemar, the pasuk said, V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol mo'odecha. And Chazal darshan the pasuk as follows: b'chol levavecha, you must love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart, b'shnei yitzarecha, with both of your yitzar, b'yitzar tov u'v'yitzar ra, you must love HaKadosh Baruch Hu also with your yitzar ra. And sometimes you have to get angry, as anger sometimes can be used in a good way, and that's your yitzar ra. Even so, there are times when it's appropriate to get angry, and you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu also with your yitzar ra. U'v'chol nafshecha, sometimes you must serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your soul, meaning to say that sometimes you have to give up your life HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are certain averes in which it then is Yaharog Ba'yavu. You must allow yourself to be killed before you transgress these averes. So sometimes you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by serving up your life. U'v'chol me'odecha b'chol me'moynecha. When the Pasuk says you must love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means with all of your money, as a person must give up all of his money before he transgresses one of the mitzvahs lo sa'aseh in the Torah. Davar acher, another explanation of b'chol ma'odecha b'chol mida u'mida shehu ma'odilach havi ma'odilo b'ma'od ma'od, with any type of mida that HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures out to you, meaning whatever your lot is, whether it's good or bad, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much. So from here, Chazal learned out that one must bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for bad tidings. As we learn out from B'chol Ma'odecha, B'chol Mida U'mida, any type of Mida, meaning any measure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to you, whether good or bad, you still have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, one must thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for the bad that happens to you, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly meant it for the good, as nothing bad comes down from Shemayim, just we don't recognize the good in what looks to us as bad. Lo yeka adam et rosha keneged shara mitzvah shehu mechuvan keneged beis kadosh hakadosh. One must not act in a light-headed way when he is opposite the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis, the eastern gate of the Temple Mount. It was by the foot of the Har HaBayis. If you go through that gate, you would go right through towards the gate of the Edrus Nashim of the Beit HaMikdash. And if you go through there, you would be by the gate of the Regular Zara where the Mizbeach is. And if you go through there, you would end up by the entrance of the Ulam and the Heichon. If you go through there, you would end up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis is opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, you should not act in a lightheaded way when you're facing the Shara Mizrach. Lo yikaneis l'Har HaBayis b'maklo u'b'minolo u'b'pendaso. One must not enter the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, with the Beit HaMikdash, with his staff. Nor must he enter with shoes. He has to take off your shoes when you go in the Har HaBayis. Nor are you allowed to enter with a money belt or with the dust on your feet. You have to make sure your feet are clean when you enter the Har HaBayis. For lo yasenu kapandria, you can't use the Har HaBayis as a shortcut to get to somewhere else. Urekika mikavachomer. Certainly you can't spit there at the kavachomer. If you're not allowed to go in there with your shoes, which is not such a bizon, it's not such a disgrace to enter with your shoes, and even so, you have to take off your shoes when you go into the Har HaBayis. Certainly you can't spit there. Spitting there is a bizon, it's a disgrace to the Har HaBayis. Anytime they completed a bracha, the Beis HaMikdash, they would say mina olam. For example, they were saying the bracha of Chonin Hadas in the Beit HaMikdash. They would end the bracha by saying, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min HaOlam. Chonin Hadas. That's how they completed every bracha, by saying, Min HaOlam. And though they were listening to the bracha, they wouldn't say Amen. Instead, they would say, Baruch Hashem Kvod Machuso, Lolam Vod. As in the Beit HaMikdash, you don't say Amen. You say, Baruch Hashem Kvod Machuso. Mishakilkulu Aminim V'amru, Ein Olam Ela Echa. When that becourse got worse and started saying, there's only one world, they started denying Chiyas HaMeisim. Hitkinu Seyuimre Mina Oilam Bahada Oilam. So Ezra and his Bezdin were metaking the decrees and the Beit HaMikdash when they completed a bracha, instead of saying just Mina Olam, they would say Minha Olam Bahada Olam. They would mention Olam twice to show that there are two worlds, this world and also the next world. Hitkinu Sheyadam Shayo Eshlom Chavero B'Shena. So too, Ezra and his Bezdin decree that when a person greets his friend, should do so with the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We won't say that by using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by greeting your fellow man, that's a disgrace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, this will learn out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Rosh, Vinei Boaz Bami Beis Lacha. Boaz came from Beis Lacha, Vayomer Lakotrim. And he said to the harvester, Hashem Imacha. Hashem should be with you. Vayomer Lo. And they responded to Boaz, Yibarecha Hashem. Hashem should bless you. So you see that Boaz used the name of Hashem in greeting his fellow man. So we should learn out from Boaz that we also would greet our fellow man with Hashem's name. Va'aymer Hashem imcha gibrachayim. We find also that the Malach greeted Gidah by using Hashem's name. He said, Hashem imcha gibrachayim. And he might not want to learn out from Boaz, as we would say, that maybe the Malach is Malach Boaz. So therefore we see that even the Malach greeted Gidah with Hashem's name. But you might not want to learn out from the Malach, as you might think that the Malach used Hashem's name because he was a shliach, an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he used Hashem's name. But Omer, as the Pasuk says, Al tovus ki zikne imecha, don't disgrace your mother, God, all meaning to say we have to learn from our ancestors, so therefore we have to learn from Boaz. Don't say that Allah is not like Boaz, as the Pasuk says, Al tovus ki zikne imecha, we must learn out from our ancestors, so we learn out from Boaz that we greet our fellow man with Hashem's name. Va'omer eit lasot la'Hashem heferu torasecha. Rabbi Nosson Omer heferu torasecha eit lasot la'Hashem. And also the Pasuk says in Tehillim, when it's time to do for Hashem, we must break our Torah. Rabbi Nosson learns this Pasuk from the Sefer to the Rachel, from the end to the beginning. He starts from the Pasuk by starting at the end of the Pasuk and going to the beginning, so he learns the Pasuk heferu torasecha eit lasot la'Hashem. We would break our Torah when it's time to do for Hashem. There are times when we must do something that would be otherwise forbidden because of Eitz Lasos LaHashem. The time and the place compels us at times to break the Torah. And therefore, even though sometimes it is not proper to use Hashem's name, but in greeting our fellow man, it is a proper time and place to use Hashem's name, even though otherwise will be considered a disgrace to use Hashem's name. And this is learned out from the Pasuk, Eitz Lasos LaHashem, a favor to Hashem. The following mitzvah have no shiur. They have no set amount. Any amount that you do would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Hapea. That which the Torah said, Lutachala pasadcha, the kudracha. They shouldn't finish off the corners of your field. When you harvest your field, you have to leave a little bit in the corners of the field for the aniyim. There is no shiur. The Torah didn't give an amount as to how much you should leave in the corners of your field for the aniyim. But we'll see in the next Mishnah that the Rabbana did give an amount. The Rabbana said you have to leave a 60th. But this Mishnah is talking about a shiur min haTorah. Min haTorah, there is no shiur to the pair. Even if you leave less than a 60th, you would be mekayim in the mitzvah of pair. That bikurim. That which the Pasuk says, Reishis bikure ad mascha, tabi beis Hashem elokecha. The first fruits from your ground you have to bring to the house of Hashem your God, meaning you have to bring them to the Beit HaMikdash and give it to the corner. There is no share to the Bikurim. There is no share as to how many of the first fruits you have to bring. Vaharaya, that which a person has to appear in the Azara during the Shalosh Regalim. During the Shalosh Regalim, which are Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, the person must be Ola Ragon, come up to the Beit HaMikdash and appear in the Azara. As the Pasuk says, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yerah calls Chorcha. Three times a year, all males have to make an appearance in the Azara. There is no shir as to how many times you have to appear in the Azara. Another pshat given in Rayon is that a person must bring karbanos during the Shalosh Regalim. Must bring Olos and Shlamim, Olos Re'iyah, and Shamei Chagiga. As the Pasuk says, Below Yerah Panai Reka. You shouldn't appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Shalosh Regalim empty-handed. You have to bring karbanos. There is no share as to how many karbanos you have to bring As the pasuk says, each kematnas yado, each person gives the amount that he wants to give. But the chacham did give a share to the value of the korbanos, as the olos ria must be worth at least a ma kesef, one ma of kesef, and the shami chagiga must be worth at least two kesef. But min haTorah, whatever amount they're worth, would be a kiyum of the mitzvah of bringing these korbanos during the shalosh rukam. Ugmilas chasad, to do chesed for one another. Also, there is no shir. The more you do, the better. The more gmil chasadim you do for others, the more mitzvahs you get. Now, the Mefarshim explained, this is referring to gmil chasadim that does not cost you money. Gmil chasadim that doesn't cost you money, the more you do, the better off you are. But gmil chasadim that cost you money, for example, to redeem people that were captured, or to give money to aniyim, to feed them, and to give them clothes, there is a shir as to how much you should give. The Chacham said that you should give up to a fifth of your money for Gemilas Chasadim. A person should always set aside a fifth of his money so that he will have money ready to do Gemilas Chasadim. But more than a fifth, he should not give. A person should not give more than a fifth of his money towards Chesed for one another, as we don't want that the person himself who's doing the Chesed should become impoverished and need to be given stuck in himself. But Talmud Torah does not have a shear. The Pasuk says, V'yigisa bo yomam v'layla. You should be involved in learning Torah day and night. Elu dvarim shadam eichel perisim ba'olam hazeh v'karen kayemes lo la'olam haba. The following mitzvahs: a person eats their fruit in this world, but the principal reward is saved for him for the next world. And the following mitzvahs, there is a certain amount of schar reward in this world as well. As normally we say, tchar mitzvah b'hai amalekah. The reward for a mitzvah is not given to a person in this world. Instead, it waits for him in the next world. But the following mitzvah, there is a certain amount of tchar in this world that's called the peros of the tchar, the fruit of the reward. But the principal reward is saved for him for the next world. Kibud avim, to honor the father and the mother. A person is rewarded also in this world for that mitzvah. As the pasuk says, "L'man yarichu yamecha u'l'man yitav lach," in order that your days will be lengthened and it will be good for you. So it says two things: "L'man yarichu yamecha" and "L'man yitav lach." One is the reward you get in olam hazeh, and the other is the reward you get in olam haba. Ugmilas chasadim, gmilas chasadim also is rewarded in this world. As the pasuk says, "Rodev staka uchesed yimta chayim staka uchavod." Somebody who chases tzedakah and chesed, is very involved in giving tzedakah and doing chesed, will find in this world chayim, tzedakah, and kavod. So you see that gmilas chasadim is rewarded in this world. And somebody who brings peace between one person and another, such a person is rewarded in this world. Now, even though this is also gmilas chasadim, the Mishnah lists it separately, because here we're talking about where the two people don't want to make peace between themselves. They are not enlisting your help to make peace between them. And even so, you run after them and cause that they make peace between them. This is over and above Gemilas Chasadim. The Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And Talmud Torah is keneged all the mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is equal to all the mitzvahs. As by learning Torah, that brings a person to do all the mitzvahs. As only through learning Torah could you know how to do the mitzvahs properly. So therefore, Talmud Torah is connected all the mitzvahs, and by learning Torah, you are rewarded also in this world, but the principal's car is waiting for you in the next world.